Earlier in the week, there was the sad news of ABC great Bill Peach passing away. Well, now another ABC great, another broadcaster, Arch McCurdy, has died. Arch died on Monday at the ripe old age of 89. Arch's voice is probably familiar to a lot of you because he had the largest national radio audience in Australia when he retired from broadcasting back in December 1972, giving up his program called Relax With Me. He made over 2,400 programs over 17 years. But at the age of 48, Arch chose to step away from the microphone and instead to spend his time training others how to present on air. He became the ABC's Director of Radio Presentation, and many, many voices, including mine, that you're still hearing on the air, owe Arch McCurdy a very great deal. Classic FM's Margaret Throsby was also a student of Arch McCurdy. Margaret, hello, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Fran, although I feel very sad. I mean, Bill Peach and Arch McCurdy in the one week is a bit much,
I think. It is a bit much, isn't it? Now,
yeah.
I remember really clearly being sent off to Arch McCurdy as a very young reporter on Triple J, and he certainly taught me a lot. How much of your wonderful presentation skills and your voice work do you attribute to Arch?
Just about all of it, and it wasn't because he trained me formally as he did you. He wasn't head of presentation when I knew him. He was on air doing his program. So he had a career in commercial radio with his late night jazz program, and then came to the ABC, and it was a sort of an odd fit at first. People thought it was an unusual move, but he was a one-off as a broadcaster or as a program, because in those days, and still, jazz didn't get a, you know, front and centre, and it was up to people like Arch and Eric Charle and people like that to present jazz. But Arch's program was a fixture for a lot of people. You know, 10 o'clock at night, everybody would start listening to Relax With Me. I remember doing exams in the 50s and listening to him, and then when I joined the ABC, we used to meet up a lot because I was often on night shift in those days, and we'd just chew the fat about broadcasting. And I really can say without any exaggeration that he was the greatest teacher I ever had, I think.
Let's hear a little bit of his voice, because a lot of people listening will remember Relax With Me, but some won't and will never have heard Arch. This is some of his final sign-off from the program Relax With Me back in 1972.
You know, I've often wondered how it would feel when the day finally arrived for me to close for the last time, and finally it's arrived. And it's hard to know what I miss most. The daily challenge of getting the program together. Satisfaction of knowing that most of you felt the same way about music. The friends, most of them unseen. The program has given me over the years. And it's because of your loyalty, in fact, the program has continued to exist. The decision to quit active broadcasting was a hard one to make, as you might imagine. But the new challenge has many compensations. In particular, it gives me the chance to help others and give back something to an industry which has been good to me over the years. Anyway, without labouring any further, a simple thank you for your warmth and your friendship, and it's goodbye from Arch McCurdy.
Ah, such a warm and dignified goodbye, wasn't
it? Yeah, he was not a big noter. He really wasn't, and he retired from the airwaves far too early, I thought. I mean, I was just broken-hearted when his program stopped and when he stopped broadcasting, because he was so damn good, you know.
He was so damn good, as we heard there, and I must say that the lesson I remember that he gave me was to have confidence in my voice, that I didn't have to try to make my voice into something else.
That's
and I
right.
think, as we heard there from Arch, he used his own voice, his own rhythms, his own cadence.
Yes, be yourself, talk to one person. He used to tell me that he fixed his wife in his mind when he was talking on air. So you always felt, you know, that classic radio thing that he was talking just to you, but he epitomised that. And I just quickly want to tell you a story. I went through a period when I really I just sort of lost my confidence as a broadcaster. I went straight to Arch. He opened his door, closed the door behind us, put his arm around me and said, come on, let's sit down and we'll talk about this. And he fixed me up in just a couple of conversations. He redirected me somehow, and I got back on the horse. You know, it was amazing.
Well, he certainly did fix you up, anyone who listens to you on Classic FM's in the morning. Margaret, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
ABC Classic FM's Margaret Throsby needs to go and get ready for her own program now, remembering the late, great Arch McCurdy. Arch died early this week at the age of 89, and so many of us here at the ABC remember him very fondly. I'd like to just leave you now with this thought from another great radio voice, John Doyle, who gave the Andrew Ollie lecture back in 2005. He remembered Arch McCurdy too.
As a family in the late 50s, we used to sit around the lounge room at night, letting Arch McCurdy guide us through Benny Golson or Oscar Peterson or Charlie Parker. A cigarette company sponsored him. It might have been Ardeth. And with voice alone, he fashioned the smoky atmosphere of a New York jazz club. His live commercials for Ardeth had him ignoring the copy, and the ad would sometimes be reduced to a pause, followed by the sound of a match being struck and an ecstatic drawer. And that was it. Arch always struck a warm yet authoritative tone. He was a master of the medium, having the easy confidence of one who's made the time, the moment, his own. And he knew his subject and somehow gave the impression of having left the ego behind.
It's a great tribute. That was John Doyle paying tribute to Arch McCurdy during the Andrew Ollie lecture back in 2005. Arch McCurdy has died early this week, age 89. Farewell, Arch. It's 29 to 9, 25 to 9 on Breakfast.